Wine or beer, it's your choice as you enjoy a VIP dining experience with hot air balloons at the 7th Annual Citrus Classic Balloon Festival. The Sunset Wine Dinner on Friday, July 25th offers gourmet cuisine and wine for just $75 per person. Saturday, July 26th brings a four-course pairing dinner with award-winning Firestone Walker beers for $95 per person. Dinner tickets include entry to vintage trailers, air show, live bands, and more. Purchase your tickets by July 22nd at citrusclassicballoons.com. See you there.
Let's get it started in
live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Hello, hello. Who's up right now? I hope you guys are all doing good out there. You are tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm so glad we are the brighter side of the 805. And let me tell you, I am bright and early. It was an early, early morning. I'll share all about that in a second. Tom Spence, how are you doing?
Everything's well over here, Kim.
Okay. And Sherry Gibb, how are you?
Hey.
You doing good?
I am fantastic.
All right. All right. Well, we have an amazing show for you, and I do want to remind you of a couple things. One, our phone number here, because we have tons of things we are giving away, as we always do. Let me get that right off the bat, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is call in, leave us your name and number, and one of the team members will get back with you, and you will be a winner. That's what it's all about here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show right here on AM 1590 KVTA. We talk about things that can enhance our lives. You know, life happens. Sherry, you know about that. Life happens, right?
Absolutely.
And how do we
life on life's terms.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Life on life's terms. And we turn it around. We have different skills that we can do to turn things around. And that's really what my guests are about. That's what I live my life. I really try to, you know, my old saying is pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going on. So anyways, if you want to miss any part of our show today, you can always listen on my website, kimpaganoshow.com. All of our shows are downloaded there, also on iTunes. And again, tune into our 2 o'clock show. Also, if you are on Facebook, tune in, become a friend there. That's where you find out what's going on, and that's also another opportunity to win gifts. So, Tom, let's talk about all the things that we have to give away.
Oh, we have great prizes. As always here for the morning hours, I always like to hit the food. So we do have Noah's Bagels, a free dozen bagels, Soup Plantation, 2 meal vouchers there. Nice, Soup Plantation, very healthy. Urbane Cafe, one of the faves, with a sandwich and the salad. And Red Brick Pizza, $25 plus. Everybody loves their pets. This is a great one. Barkham Pet Supplies, $50
at Barkham. $50, yeah. What about all the great places to go?
Oh, yes. There's even some more things to do here. How about if we go out to the salsa tasting, you get to go into the tent. That's brand new this year for the Salsa Festival. Whole lot of fun. And Ventura County Fair admission tickets. If you play those right, you can save a whole lot of money with the family and have fun at the Ventura County Fair. And then the marvelous Wonderettes, the Caneo Players Theater, local theater at its best. And that is taking a trip back in time to the 1958 Springfield High School prom.
There you go. There you go. Well, I do want to share something really quick. Okay, remember I was talking about that balloon flight? I did it. I did it. It was amazing. It was like breathtaking, colorful, peaceful, all that stuff. Anyways, we've got tickets for that too. And that festival is happening July 26th, next Saturday. So we've got tickets for that. We can wine, beer, it's your choice, dining, everything. It's going to be so much fun. Get out there to Santa Paula. And their website, again, is citrusclassicballoons.com. Purchase your tickets by July 22nd. I'm telling you, it was something that you have to do in your lifetime. So anyways, on with our show today. Our first guest this morning is going to be Amelia Camp, the author of From Psych psychotherapy to sacred therapy. And I'm really excited to learn more about that. Then we've got Jamie Joyce from her book, Moonshine, The Culture of History of America's Infamous Liquor. And then we've got Susan Perry, who will be talking about Live Big 365 and Becoming Unstuck, 7 Steps Towards a Stress-Free, Pain-Free, Inspired Life. That's what we do here. We are the brighter side of the 805. Again, let's start off with something to give away right off the morning here. Our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Tom, what do you think?
I think we should go with the bagels. Let's get your morning started with Noah's Bagels.
It's a dozen, and let me tell you, they're so good.
Raisin cinnamon.
Love that.
Egg. Even with lox on top of it.
Okay, I know, hard to believe. Yeah. Anyways, all right, right now, give us a call in. Keep that number because we are going to be doing it all the way through our show. Amelia Kemp, are you there?
Yes, this is Dr. Kemp. How are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you? Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. I appreciate being here.
All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your book and who you are.
Well, I am a licensed psychotherapist, and I'm also, my doctorate is in metaphysical theology, so I combine the spiritual aspects with traditional mental health, giving alternative and holistic point of view of how people can view any of their symptoms or issues that they may be having in their lives, and have reframed all 170 mental and emotional diagnoses worldwide from this broader perspective that makes people feel much better about who they are.
Boy, you're my kind of doctor. I am a metaphysical nut. My book was based on metaphysics, so I love that. I've never heard of a metaphysical doctorate, though. Can you tell me where you got that doctorate?
Well, there's several different universities out there that specialize in metaphysics that are University of Metaphysical Sciences, and so that's the one that I attended. There's some sister and brother schools and transpersonal psychology universities as well. So there's dozens of them throughout the United States and worldwide, but they are still pretty unique because we're sort of leading edge and outside of the box, as you know, with metaphysics, then, if you're into that.
I am. So I am just so thrilled that you're on our show today.
Yeah. So can you tell us a little bit about alternative and holistic way to treat mental and emotional diagnosis? I mean, what are some of the ways that are out of the box?
Well, what I've done in my book basically is added the spiritual aspects back to the treatment plan. The early ancients, a long time ago, they defined the word psyche by itself as meaning the study of the soul and universal mind, but modern day doctors sort of exempted the spiritual parts out and started focusing strictly on brain chemistry instead of the spirit and soul, combining it with brain chemistry. And so in my book, I bring back what we call holistic healing, mind, body, and spirit, versus just mind or brain chemistry, rather, and a person's body or social affairs. And so what I've done is reframed all of the 170 mental and emotional diagnoses, including the spiritual aspects of a person's being to it. Not religion, but just spirituality, universal spiritual principles based on energy, based on subtle matter, the spiritual aspects, which is the invisible realm that some people may call their aura, or some people just like to call it energy or matter, in terms of what I say in my book, what's the matter? We say it to each other all the time. Hey, what's the matter when we think something's wrong?
What a great point, because matter is energy. You know? And as I've always told people, everything is created twice, first in thought and then in form, right?
So that's how it begins, absolutely. So when we ask somebody what's the matter, we don't realize how profound that really is to say, because I don't just mean psychologically, but I mean spiritually, from that energy basis that we're talking about. And so what it has done is how we describe things in the traditional world generally leaves people feeling sick and defective, because the medical model calls it disorders. but I call it a reaction or a divine intention in the first place. And so I've reframed it in a way that a person cannot feel that they're sick and defective, and instead I say, you're not sick, you're sacred, because...
Ooh, I like that. Yeah. Okay, and also, you also talk in your book about disorder. You don't use that word, you use reaction.
Yes, reaction or divine intention, because if somebody, for instance, was born with something like Asperger's, people ask me this all the time when I'm lecturing, and I say, well, if a soul comes forth with a certain type of symptom or difference, many times the medical model wants to slam them with saying that it's something wrong with them, but I don't agree with that. I feel that it must have been a divine intention, and something, for instance, as Asperger's, to me, is just demonstrating that there's emotional self-sufficiency. There's many ways to look at that versus a society that's so codependent and thinks that everybody has to be so into wanting to be involved with other things and not be satisfied with solitary activities.
So Dr. Kemp,
look at things.
Excuse me, I just have a question. I work in addictions. Most of the people know that. And I always wonder, like at a 12-step meeting, people will say, you know, hi, my name is such and such, I'm an alcoholic, hi, my name is such and such, I'm an addict. To me, that sort of, in some ways, I know they need to remember and to identify, but isn't that really sort of labeling them? And what would you suggest in that population to be able to, you know, still understand and remember their past, but not, you know, constantly label themselves that way? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm nationally certified in substance abuse and addiction as well, and so I don't see it as many people say, well, they're in remission or that they'll always be this way for the rest of their life. And the clients that I've treated, I tell them to please release that idea immediately, because anytime we add the words I am to something, that means we're owning it and it becomes a part of the energy basis of who we are. And I feel that the goal is to release it. And so the whole point of being in an altered state when it comes to addiction is the fact that they're reaching for relief, and that's correct to reach for it. But there has to be relief that is sustaining and promotes well-being versus something that becomes a psychological and biological problem for the person down the road when they can't deal with their problems in regular wakeful consciousness and dealing with realities that way. And so from the standpoint of releasing addiction, the way I reframe that for clients is for them to understand that they can come back into alignment with that release they're reaching for in their wakeful state. And so, and I also do not agree with them continuing once they've released it to feel that, well, it can come back at any moment, so I have to continue to describe myself as an addict or recovered addict or
yeah,
addict
we probably
recovery. I'm like, no, all those words, our words are an extension of thought, and what we say manifests. The matter turns into something, and so I want them to feel that they're healthy and they're whole and they're complete and that they've just gone out of alignment with something and that they can come back, and once they've come back, own that new place of well-being, because the well-being has always been theirs by divine right as far as I'm concerned.
Amelia, well, and so what is it that you, what's your most common treatment?
Well, there's not a common one in the sense that I specialize. You mean, what do I specialize in?
Yeah, or what is the most common?
The most common diagnosis worldwide is anxiety, and the number two diagnosis worldwide is depression, if that's what you mean. But it's 170 diagnoses altogether. And so, and there's many people who fall into many of those categories.
Right. Well, let me ask you a question. Okay, so let's just, because we're almost at the end of our interview, but I just want to wrap it up and kind of, and I want to have you back because I think this is really interesting. Somebody with anxiety, what would be the first thing that you would, how would you help them?
Well, with anxiety, well, my book has 8 steps. And so when we reframe the anxiety from a place of people reaching for assurance because it's a discomfort with uncertainty, you know, they want to know, and if they don't know, they get anxious about not knowing. And so helping them to come back into alignment with the security that the well-being they're reaching for is assured and already within them. There's 8 sacred steps that I take people through in my book. It's not just one thing that does it, but the realigning of or reframing of what that particular diagnosis is literally step two. And then there's seven more steps that follow that that will keep a person from re-experiencing any of that, whether it's a panic attack, whether it's a phobia, whether it's generalized anxiety where they don't feel comfortable leaving the house, and or agoraphobia. There's many types of anxiety. And so, but each one I give an alignment process to in the book that they begin to use while they're going through the remaining seven steps of the book. And so, in general, when somebody with anxiety, let's just say Apple for confidentiality's sake, Apple learned in step one that there were different ways to describe her symptoms beyond the traditional way of seeing anxiety. And from this holistic spiritual place, she got to see that it was not really anything wrong with her. It was the way and the focusing of thought on her specific fears. And then she moved to step two and was able to reframe it from a place where she was able to see that this aligning process could replace her old defective way of seeing herself as being sick. And then in step three, she was able to learn how did she get to that place in the first place to prevent recreating and returning to those old types of patterns. And then in step four, many people, because once they come back into alignment so quickly by step three, they're angry that they feel like they lost time because they weren't able to see it from this more positive and spiritual point of view that made them feel like, oh, my goodness, if I had known this 10, 20 years ago, my whole life would have been different.
Right.
So what would be the differences between traditional psychotherapy and sacred therapy, real fast?
The biggest difference is that in traditional, they leave out the spiritual aspects of a person's being, and in sacred therapy, we include it in with universal spiritual principles versus any specific path.
Perfect.
Okay, great. You know what? Very interesting. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to have you back on because there's so much more to talk about, Amelia Camp.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate being here.
You got it. Thank you so much. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. When we come back, we're going to be talking about moonshine. And you know what? I would love to give away something right now. How about some tickets to the Ventura County Fair right now?
Very popular.
Yeah.
Watch the schedule. Go when the band's playing that you like. Go when it's the day you like most and enjoy the fair.
There you go. Starting July 30th through August 10th, we've got tickets here on the Kim Pagano Show. Give us a call, 805-419-0008. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. I thank you for starting your day in a positive way. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount, or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
Wine or beer, it's your choice as you enjoy a VIP dining experience with hot air balloons at the 7th Annual Citrus Classic Balloon Festival. The Sunset Wine Dinner on Friday, July 25th offers gourmet cuisine and wine for just $75 per person. Saturday, July 26th brings a four-course pairing dinner with award-winning Firestone Walker beers for $95 per person. Dinner tickets include entry to vintage trailers, air show, live bands, and more. Purchase your tickets by July 22nd at citrusclassicballoons.com. See you there.
16 by J. Ma was voted favorite women's boutique in West Ventura County. They have weekly arrivals of fashion-forward and timeless classic styles, handpicked by the owner, June Rawson. You can spice up your wardrobe with a few accessories or go for a full-style makeover from head to toe. Because 16 by J. Ma has many choices, visit their website at SIXTENBUYJMA.com. That's 16 by J. Ma, where you'll find ageless styles you can afford to love.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally,
on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and I hope you are up. I hope you're starting your day. There's so many great things to be doing. We've actually got the tennis match today, and that's the Bryan Brothers, and we're going to go check that out. But, gosh, there's so many things to always be doing, and of course, right here on the Kim Pagano Show, we always are giving away stuff, so I'd love to give a set of tickets right now to the Salsa. That's starting July 26th and 27th, and that's the Salsa Tasting Tent over in Oxnard. So call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Also, if there's something out there that you want to shout out or be a part of our show, I would love to hear from you. You can use that number. You can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. That's kim@kimpaganoshow.com. I'd love to hear from you. Jamie Joyce is our next guest. Jamie, are you there?
I am.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. So thank you for joining us here.
Happy to be here.
Yeah. Tell us a little. What is Moonshine?
Moonshine. Well, my book is called Moonshine, A Cultural History of America's Infamous Liquor. And moonshine is really, it's a liquor for which taxes have not been paid. That's sort of the technical term.
Oh.
But generally, we're talking about a clear corn whiskey, something that's been unaged. A lot of times people call it bourbon without the barrel.
Wow. Is it strong?
Most of it is. I've had a pretty, they're quite strong.
Yeah.
Yes.
What made you write a book about this? Do you have something like a journey that you can share with us?
Well, you know, I started writing this book because I just became so curious about it. You know, I live in Brooklyn, New York, and there was a distillery not far from me making moonshine, and I just thought, well, this is funny. I always thought of moonshine as really a Southern thing, and I think most people, when they hear moonshine, they also think they associate it with the South. And here I was with a moonshine distillery blocks away from me in Brooklyn, New York, and so I got curious about that. And then there was, you know, Moonshiners, the show on TV, and I was seeing it showing up in bars and restaurants, and you know, my curiosity got the best of me and ended up with the book.
Right, right. So, okay, so tell me, I mean, so it's kind of one of those, like, a Southern comfort kind of a, is that what I'm thinking?
Well, not really, not quite, but moonshine, I mean, there's definitely, I mean, it's a spirit that really started out as like this backwoods spirit, and people were distilling it illegally. They just weren't paying taxes on it. I mean, that's sort of the backstory, the history of it.
Why was that? Because it was like, you know, under, I mean, people weren't noticing it. What was the thing about it? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the history of it, we go back to the 1790s of this country, and the Whiskey Rebellion was, you know, let me start back for a second, bring you back to 1790s. This was one of the first taxes that was in this country was on distilled spirit. And that was sort of how we had our first, almost had our first Civil War because of whiskey. And today, we've got lots of people who are now making moonshine legally. And it's become so popular that now a lot of people like Jack Daniels, a lot of big distilleries, they're making their own versions of it. So they've gone from making an aged whiskey to making the unaged variety, sort of like this traditional moonshine.
Hey, Jamie, I have a question. This is Sherry Gaba, coming from a little different direction in terms of being an addiction specialist. But, you know, I'm all about fun, and this moonshine sounds like fun for those that don't have an addiction issue. Where did the word spirits come from?
Oh, gosh.
Good question.
That is a good question. I'd have to really consult some entomology about that. But I believe it was sort of, it's probably, I can't say exactly what the...
Well, actually, Tom, go ahead, Tom. Mr. Smart over here.
No, I just have a different question, actually.
Oh.
And that was moonshine and NASCAR. Is that an
urban
myth, or is
that real? I
saw
that, too.
Sorry? Can you repeat that?
Moonshine and NASCAR. I've heard things.
Yes, absolutely.
Is there truth in that?
Say that again?
Is there truth in that?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Moonshine and NASCAR are really so closely linked. I mean, some of the first drivers, some of the first NASCAR drivers really started out as, they called them whiskey trippers. So they were transporting moonshine to markets, thinking initially in Atlanta, Georgia. We had a lot of drivers coming out of there. One of the most famous drivers that you probably have heard about is Junior Johnson. He's a member of the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
Right. I was looking at that in your book here.
The inaugural inductee into the NASCAR Hall of Fame. And he started out, he came from a moonshining family in North Carolina. And that was really how he got started as a driver.
Wow. So that was the backing that he had? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it was really his experience. He started out delivering moonshine for his father. His father made the whiskey, and Junior Johnson, as a teenager, drove the car, and he loaded up with the moonshine and deliver it. And so you had to be able to drive very quickly. You had to be able to outmaneuver the authorities who were chasing after you, and so many drivers got their start that way.
Wow. Now, Jamie, do you know why did people not pay taxes on it? I mean, was it just such an underground thing that they weren't, or were they hiding from it, or?
Well, you know, when we go back to look at some of the Internal Revenue records back from this, when the Internal Revenue Service began in the 1800s, I mean, this was 1800s, a lot of times these would be in very, very rural areas, and so economic opportunities were often pretty limited. And making whiskey was a tradition. You know, many people had this skill. This was something that was passed down for generations. And so it was an easy way to make money. So that's sort of part of why you had this growth.
Right. Wow. Very, very interesting. And it's interesting that you would take a liking or an interest in something like this, you know. And so what's the best way to enjoy moonshine?
Well, a lot of times people, you can just have it. You can sip it neat, just like you would a whiskey. But there's so many people, restaurants and bars across the country, that are really having a lot of fun with it and using it in cocktails. I just had a really fun one here in New York City where I live, at a place called Distilled, and it was called the Sparkle and Shine, and they made it out of cherry moonshine, vanilla bean, and champagne. Mm. So it was quite nice.
That vanilla bean sounds really good.
Really good.
So now, is there different flavors of moonshine?
Yeah, some companies are. Junior Johnson, the NASCAR driver that I mentioned earlier, he's now partnered with a distillery in North Carolina, and they make several different. They make an original flavor, which is just a straight up clear moonshine, a corn whiskey, and then they also make it with different flavors: cherry, blueberry.
Wow, I'm gonna have to have some moonshine.
Yeah, there's some nice ones.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is, well, my older son races all over the world, and so that's his dream to be in NASCAR. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So okay, I'll just have to go get some moonshine.
Check it out.
I love it. Where can people buy moonshine?
Well, moonshine is available. Do you mean the book, or do you mean just going to buy the
liquor? the liquor. Where can you buy that? Anywhere?
Absolutely. You know, you can get it at small, there are many, many small distilleries across the country, and you can go right to a local place in your area and purchase something. So that's kind of a fun way to enjoy it.
Tom, but have you ever had moonshine?
Big brands. Say that again?
Tom?
I'm a beer drinker, so I didn't get involved with moonshine.
Yeah. No, I never had.
Everclear once, but that's a long time ago.
Okay, all right.
For many of us, a long time
ago. I got a great-grandmother that made moonshine in her bathtub.
Oh, did you really?
Yes. These are stories I've heard, you know, when the immigrants came over to this country, they needed to make a living, and this is how she did it.
Absolutely.
I like it. Where do we find your book?
Well, you can find my book in local bookstores, but the easiest and quickest way to get it is probably just to go online and go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Check it out there.
I love it. Jamie Joyce, Moonshine, and the Culture History of Americans in Famous Liquor, Moonshine. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Susan Perry. We're going to talk about Live Big, 365, 7 tips to becoming unstuck. We all want to be unstuck. There's things that just get in our way. And once we, kind of like our first guest, we get balanced, we get all in line, life is good.
We want to defrost.
Yeah, there you go. All right, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. Tom, what can we give away? Let's do,
we could go food again. We could go with Red Brick Pizza.
You know what? I'm going to do, how about a Barkum pet supply? $50. Craig over there gave us that. And let me tell you, $50, if you have any of your loved ones, I'm sorry to hear about your puppy, huh?
My Max.
Yeah. And, but you know what? I mean, he's got two locations and he's got lots of fun things that your dogs and your pets and everybody would
enjoy.
Well,
I have a puppy now, though.
There you go. See? All right. $50, 805-419-0008. 419-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention The Kim Pagano Show for a special discount or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
Wine or beer, it's your choice as you enjoy a VIP dining experience with hot air balloons at the 7th Annual Citrus Classic Balloon Festival. The Sunset Wine Dinner on Friday, July 25th offers gourmet cuisine and wine for just $75 per person. Saturday, July 26th brings a four-course pairing dinner with award-winning Firestone Walker beers for $95 per person. Dinner tickets include entry to vintage trailers, air show, live bands, and more. Purchase your tickets by July 22nd at citrusclassicballoons.com. See you there.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And we're just taking pictures in here.
And
huh?
Looking at our pictures.
We look good at early this early, don't we? We always get, it's all good. Anyways, and now we got a little one of Tom there. All right.
Absolutely. We can't forget about Tom.
Yeah, you got to Facebook us. We're going to put these up right now. And, of course, Kim Pagano Show, where you are listening to The Brighter Side of the 805. We got lots and lots of things to give away. And also, I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show right here on AM 1590 KVTA. Also, if you miss any of our shows, go on my website, kimpaganoshow.com. Listen there. Also on iTunes, pick them up there, all the podcasts there, so you can listen to them anytime. Also, become one of our friends on Facebook. That's where you hear about everything. So anyways, Susan Perry, are you there?
I am, Kim. It's lovely to connect with you. I'm all the way in Martha's Vineyard across the country.
Oh, I wish
I'm
I was
so
there.
Happy to be able to connect with you today. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
You are so welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your story and who you are.
Well, I'm a 51-year-old woman, mother of four adult children who came to the practice of yoga about 15 years ago when I was trying to figure out how to de-stress for my own life with four kids under the age of 9.
I've got four kids, too.
The practice that I've developed is a practice called Inspirational Integrative Yoga. I'm a certified yoga therapist. And what I do is help people to become unstuck. It's really more like a movement than it is just a practice of yoga. I help people through the practice of yoga on the mat, also off the mat, on the phone, with my 7 steps to becoming unstuck. What I'm really looking to do is kind of the same thing that you're doing, is we bring people together virtually, in community, sometimes in studio, sometimes not in studio. And what I help them to do is to de-stress from just habitual holding patterns that you develop over time in your body that create a lot of stress. And I developed the practice primarily through a lot of training, at Kripalu in Lenox, Massachusetts, integrative yoga therapy training, and as a result have helped a lot of people to become less stressed, repair themselves from injury, and also develop an inner awareness and an inner strength, which is so vital to living a happy, healthy, and wholesome life.
So, Susan, this is Sherry Gaba. Hi, I'm a psychotherapist, so I'm really interested in this idea of yoga therapy. I do a lot of work with trauma, somatic experiencing work, unleashing old trauma in order to make space for good stuff. And I think that's what we're talking about here. So is Kundalini yoga that yoga that allows us to sort of transform?
It is. There is a lot of, in Kundalini, there's a lot of deep meditation work. What I do is really introduce people to what are called in yoga the sheaths of the body or the koshas. And where most people get wrapped up, and this is probably where you see it also in the work that you do, is in the psycho-emotional sheath. So the mind controls a lot of what we end up responding to in our daily life.
So you're talking about our chakras and our chi?
Yeah. So what I teach people how to do in a very simple way is connect to the subtle body wisdom, the energy within, which is actually called the pranamaya kosha or the energy sheath. And by doing that, by becoming more aware of your subtle body wisdom and being less connected to the mind, which is what yoga was really created for, 2,500 to 3,000 years ago, what you have then is an opportunity to connect to your own bliss or your own ananda in Sanskrit. So then what you are then is connected to the essence of who you are or the life force of who you are. And that life force is very different than being run or controlled by the mind. So the mind plays a role in how we live our life. I mean, obviously, we need it to be able to operate as human beings. But when we balance our systems and connect to our own bliss or connect to our own inner awareness, then we are able to live more joyfully, more peacefully, and with more freedom. And ultimately, I think that's what everybody's trying to do. So people who come to me range in age from, 45 to 75. People who have Parkinson's have benefited from the seven steps. People who have been sexually traumatized can benefit from this practice because it's about releasing yourself from within.
So what happens, Susan, if our life force is blocked?
Good question.
Well, most people have blockages in them, right? I do, you probably do, and they're a result of a lot of different things. They're a result of psycho-emotional experiences in our lives that are negative. By the time, at 51, I could probably give you a list of negative things that have happened to me or even adverse things that have happened
to me. Well, isn't that, that's probably all of us. We've all had.
Everyone,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Also,
so what are the steps that you would take? That's what we're looking for. What are the steps that you would take to unstuck, get somebody unstuck, becoming unstuck?
Well, the seven steps that I suggest in my booklet that's available on my website are really easy and are interchangeable. The first one is to breathe. When people come to see me or call me on the phone, what I find is that they're not breathing properly. They're not deeply diaphragmatically breathing. So if you breathe from your pelvis, expand up into your abs, and then into the top of your heart, right, just below your sternal notch, like at the base of your throat, and then you exhale and release it, it's like a ha.
Right.
And you do that 10 times on your back. What you begin to do is connect to subtle body wisdom. And when you connect to subtle body wisdom, when you let go of the mind's control over your body, you begin to already relax and de-stress.
Okay, and Susan, we don't have a lot of time.
Yeah,
so
can't go through all seven steps.
Well,
so maybe
she goes quickly.
I would just like to know for our listeners what they should be looking for if they need this kind of modality.
Well, I think it's for everybody. I mean, you can awaken by breath.
Okay. What's number two?
Easy movement.
What's number two?
Number two is awakening the subtle body energy channels by connecting with breath. Number three is really connecting with just gentle movement. If you bring your knees to your chest and roll around on your lower back and keep breathing like that, you're going to begin to loosen areas of the body that are tight, hips, psoas muscles, transverse abdominis muscles, all kinds of muscles like that, tops of the shoulders. We hold stress in our hips and our shoulders.
Okay,
primarily.
And what? Let's run through the rest really quick because we're almost ready to go
move
ahead.
On. Okay. Sorry, I get very excited about this work.
No, that's okay. You could tell you're really
and
passionate.
What you're
yeah.
able to do once you move is to maybe connect in other ways to your body by rolling a tennis ball underneath your feet. You loosen up the bottom of the feet. That's a primary stressor point. And then you can lie and invert with your legs up the wall. That's a suggestion that I always make to my customers to de-stress. So when you reverse the energy of the body after you've done gentle breathing and gentle movement, then you invert and then you meditate.
Okay.
And really the seven steps can be done in 5 minutes and connect you to subtle body wisdom in a way that allows you to open up and de-stress. I work with customers individually on a 90-minute basis. And when I work with customers over the phone, it's, 30 to 45 minutes. But the seven steps can be done every day to sort of reinflate your deflated tires, if you will.
Do you do that right when you wake up in the morning? Is that when you're doing that? Okay.
Yes,
okay.
I completely recommend it. And I, in fact, I've already done it today, and I did it a little bit before your interview just so that I would be clear,
unstuck,
and not stressed about having to talk to people from Martha's Vineyard in Los Angeles, California.
What's your greatest success story using your system?
I'm deeply committed to people who suffer from neurological disorders. So people who have, I have a gentleman who has Parkinson's disease, who's gotten a lot stronger and been able to balance more as a result of his body.
Wonderful.
As a result of the connection, but also just creating communities of people who come together, who recognize that they don't want to live the way that they're living anymore, and that it's not as complex as going to a doctor or getting a prescription medication. You can address your own stress first by trying these simple techniques.
Yeah, wow. Okay, so where do we find your book, Susan?
It's on my website, livebig-365.com.
And so the 365, is that 365 days a year? Is that what you're referring to?
My company is called Live Big 365.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And the website is livebig-365.com.
Wow.
And it's just an easy download of a PDF right on my website.
Very good. Susan Perry.
And it's got pictures and beautiful descriptions of what you have to do. It's simple, really very, very simple.
Wow. And it's just, I think that if everybody invests in doing something, I was just talking to a gentleman, and you have to invest. It's like we talk on the phone, some people floss their teeth, some people don't, some people, what is it that we do to take care of ourselves? And this sounds like the seven steps might be something. Do you do yoga, Sherry?
I don't do yoga. You know what I do.
Canoe. She does canoe, and that's so cool. Yeah.
But I should be doing a little more. I shouldn't say should, but I understand that yoga would really help benefit me because of getting my core in shape.
Yeah.
That's what I'm being told.
Well, it can do that. I mean, the asana or the posture portion of yoga is an awesome practice to strengthen the physical body. But yoga really is about releasing the mind and connecting to the essence of who you are. And that, the seven steps, make yoga accessible to everyone. You don't have to be flexible. You don't have to be super strong. You don't have to be,
you don't have to be
25 years old.
Exactly.
You can be
in shape or anything. There you go.
These seven steps.
I love it. Susan Perry, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I've had a great time.
You got it. All right. Gosh, well, what do you have planned for the weekend? We've got lots of things. Have you ever played tennis?
I did when I was younger.
Yeah.
I actually like tennis.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to Pasadena this week.
Ah.
I'm gonna shop on Colorado
you're a
Street.
I
just
you like
I do.
Little antiques
I
and
do,
stuff.
I
yeah.
Do.
Yeah.
Well, clothing and jewelry
Tom,
actually.
What do you got going on?
Music Under the Stars is going to be there tonight, and that is with Rob Rio and his Boogie Woogie piano.
I think I saw that. And that's another great place. You know, there's so many great places out here. Of course, you know, we've got the Ventura Fair coming up. We've got, you guys have been to the Caneo Players Theater Club. We've got tickets for that, and that's the Marvelous Wonderettes, and that's going to be starting July 5th. Through the August
3rd. A person
3rd.
Could fill their whole calendar with the events that we talk about on this show. I can't believe how many events, Kim.
Is there, I mean, I don't know. Is there like other cities that have this many things going on?
The county definitely has a lot going on.
Yeah. I mean,
Ventura County Fair is coming up. All sorts of fun and excitement.
Yeah. So anyways, and of course the Oxnard Salsa Festival, we talked about that. That's coming up. But I love salsa. I love, like, you know, I love where you can kind of go, hear some music, watch some things, eat some things, you know.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to Bogies on Friday night. Have you heard of Bogies?
Yeah. So, anyways. All right. So, I wanted to just chat with you for a second. We've got a couple minutes left. But, you know, you do a lot of rehab. And, you know, when people finally get their lives together or, you know, trauma in families, that kind of thing, how do they, are they able to really put their lives back together? Is that something that, you know, I know you deal with a lot of people. What's your thought on that?
My thought is with the right support, I think families can be united, absolutely. There is a lot of pain involved when someone you love ends up going to, you know, they reach such a bottom that they have to go to rehab. But I do believe with the right family support, the right therapist, the right things in place, we call that an aftercare plan, or long-term therapy, I believe it's absolutely necessary, because really there's so much resentment that goes on after somebody, you know, has torn up their life. And we call it a family disease. It's not just the person that's actually out there using and drinking. It's affecting the whole family.
Yeah, and so, you know, when we're going to take another really quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk about, you know, what are the steps that everybody has to take, even with a divorce, with, you know, a job loss? There's things that happen in life, and you as a therapist, what are we looking for? How do we care for our children that you know, we think it's not their problem, but they're going through it? They see their parents in turmoil, or they see, you know, maybe they have an elderly relative that, you know, has come to live with them. There's things that we don't take into everyday
thought. I think it starts with self-care. I think it starts with us. And, you know, even all the guests that we had on today, it's all about self-care, you know, taking up a yoga practice. That's self-care. Really has to begin with me. With
well,
ourselves.
I like that. Let's talk about that when we come back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we are the brighter side of the 805. I'd love to, when we come back, we'll give something else away. So stay with us.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount, or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation, combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us right here on the brighter side of the 805. You know what I'd love to do is let's give away, How about Soup Plantation? And that's two meal vouchers. And there's one in Ventura, one in Simi Valley. And I love their mushroom soup there. You know, it's interesting. I don't know. Do you like buffets?
I do. Oh, my God. I grew up with buffets. There used to be a place called Entre, the Entre. I don't know if you remember. Did you grow up in the Valley?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, with the Jello. And
yeah, you get to try everything.
I love it.
Yeah. So even, you know, it's like, when, you know, you go to a restaurant, I'm one of those like, okay, I have to make one. Can I have like a couple appetizers? You know, I like to share. Anyways.
Although we end up eating too much.
I know. But you can proportion yourself a little bit there. So.
Oh, sure.
Anyways, I wanted to talk about me time. And what does that mean? What does that mean to you, me time?
Making yourself a priority, finding balance in your life. So many people are on autopilot.
Yeah.
You know, and so disciplines like yoga or meditation allow a person to slow down. I mean, that's really what it's about, slowing down, because that's really when the wisdom comes in, the answers come in. We're able to kind of deal with all the things that are going on in our lives through those processes, I think.
Yeah. Now, you know, it's interesting. So you actually bring people to these ideas of how they're, you know, I just think it's fascinating as a therapist and as a hair therapist. We kind of look at people's lives and guide them to a new direction.
We're helping them feel better about themselves.
Right.
You know, we're kind of giving them the tools so they can go out there and live their lives and be happy. I mean, I'm all about hair therapy. I'm all about Botox.
Yeah.
I'm all about, you know, healing from the inside out.
There you go. That's what it's all about. And so when somebody comes in and maybe, let's just say, they're going through a divorce, they just got hit with all that. What's the first, I mean, you know, they're feeling really low about themselves. They're feeling like they can't go on. How do you, as a therapist, I mean, I know as a hair therapist what I do, because I'm working from the outside in, I make them look better and they feel better. You have to almost kind of start to turn their mind.
I mean, divorce is, a lot of self-esteem is lost in a divorce. You know, one of the first things you want to take care of, though, if there's children involved, is to make sure the kids are okay.
Right.
Get the kids in therapy and make sure they understand that it's not their fault. Mm-hmm. And then you start working with the parents. You know, a lot of times they want to replace this person with somebody else. They want to get out there. They want to date right away. Then you get others that just want to completely isolate. So you want to make sure they're not isolating and they're getting out there and they're getting support. Maybe go to a support group. Maybe see a therapist. I mean, start getting out there, and isolation leads to depression.
Absolutely. So is it good to go and talk to friends about it? And, you know, a lot of people are like, you know, you don't want to, like, share your life with anybody, but is it good?
It's funny that you say that, because I find sometimes when I meet with these people that are going through these things, they're afraid to talk to their friends.
Yeah.
So I think that's where we really, you know, where the rubber hits the road, we figure out who our real friends are during a crisis. You know, when I went through this divorce, I mean, I figured out who my real friends were. I also joined a support group. I got into a 12-step program. And I did things and I'm a therapist, and I'm all about, you know, taking care of yourself, whether you're a therapist or not, you have to.
Right. And now if somebody lost their job, is that as detrimental as losing a partner or, you know, that kind of thing?
You know, it's a crisis. I don't know if I'd put it in the exact same category, but it's absolutely a crisis. It can cause, you know, panic disorders. I know people that have gotten panic disorders because it brings up a lot of fear. You know, what's going to happen next? I mean, if we're talking about how am I going to feed my family? Yeah, that's a huge crisis. So anyone that, you know, seeks help, whether it's therapist, life coach, doesn't matter what it is, just get that support that you need when you're going through one of those life transitions.
Wow. Well, you know what? First of all, let's talk about SOBA for a second. And can you tell everybody a little bit about that?
Sure. SOBA is in Malibu, although we are growing in leaps and bounds. We're really all over the country. We also now have SOBA Texas. We offer detox. We offer residential, where someone will go in for 30 days. We offer sober living. We're really known for long-term care. People usually stay around 90 days. We have a couple of places in Malibu, Ventura. We have a non-12-step program for those people who...
Now, why would somebody want to do a non-step as opposed to a 12-step?
Some people have difficulty with the word God, with a quote, higher power. Okay. You know, the 12-step program is really about surrendering to something greater than yourself, which is a God, something greater than yourself it's an anonymous program, so I'm not going to go too much into it, but 12-step is really about surrendering to something greater, whatever your higher power is. Non-12-step would probably be a lot like what that other woman was talking about earlier, earlier, just all about finding holistic ways to heal. You know, mind-body treatments, you know, yoga, acupuncture, meditation, you know, finding some non-traditional stuff. Although SOBA has all of that at their regular treatment centers, too, and the 12 steps.
Right. It feels like, you know, there is a name for everything now, right? How did they do it years ago? I just wonder, you know, if somebody had, you know, an addiction. I mean, now it's, you know, ADD, addiction. I mean, it's just on and on.
You have a really good point. I mean, yeah. A lot of things were put under the rug. I think sometimes, like, too much labeling cannot be a good thing. But if someone is severely struggling, you know, with an addiction, drinking, right. You know, alcohol, their life is just falling apart, becoming unmanageable. They really want to ask for help. So is number.
Yeah,
is 866-547-6451, 866-547-6451. I guarantee there is a treatment program for anyone that calls in, because we are becoming so large and have so many different types of programs. And then if they just want to talk to me and get a personal touch, I'm at 818-756-3338, 818-756-3338, just to kind of guide them into the process.
I love it. All right. Well, and you know what? I really believe in that. Everybody needs somebody to talk to. So again, thank you for being here, Sherry Gaba, Tom
so
Spence,
welcome.
All my listeners out there, have an amazing, amazing weekend. Be kind to yourself. Have me time. And of course, I always end my show with a moment of happiness. Do the best you can until you know better. Then when you know better, do better. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Join us again here at 2 o'clock.
Would you like to ride?